We all know change can be hard, but when it comes to an annual bicycle festival slated for this Saturday in Boise, some programming changes could make or break the event. Frankie Barnhill has more.
Every year, thousands of people would ride their bikes to Tour de Fat at Ann Morrison Park, where they would enjoy beer, music, and entertainment. But this year, there's a $25 entrance fee. For years, it has been free, and the event is now at the Botanical Gardens rather than the downtown park. But according to Jimmy Halliburton with the Boise Bicycle Project, the biggest complaint he's heard is from people who say the festival no longer puts an emphasis on two-wheeled modes of transportation. So Halliburton's organization, along with two other bike-oriented nonprofits, are leading a free bike parade and rally before the official event.
New Belgium, I think, knew how important our bicycle parade was to us. We actually have one of the largest bicycle parades in the entire country, not just in Tour de Fat, but bicycle parades in general. And that's something that the Boise Bicycle Project and the other nonprofits take a lot of pride in.
Halliburton says he understands that for New Belgium, the brewery behind the event, it has become unsustainable without a fee. But his nonprofit and two others in Boise have come to depend on the money that's raised from Tour de Fat.
There's always concern about when things change and whether you can rely on that funding and whether you can rely on this great sort of community event that brings all the bicyclists together.
He hopes that people will come out in big numbers to the free bike parade and the ticketed event to help raise money for the bicycle community. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.